bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken. Man, that music disappeared fast. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. It's Tuesday. And there's nothing going on after my show on Tuesday. And then I'll forget and think it's Wednesday and say analysis, or I'll think it's Monday and say Truth Unfiltered. Can't get it right. You ever been looking for something and you couldn't find it? And it's like, okay. All right. It's Tuesday, but it feels like Wednesday. Feels like hump day. Why does it feel like hump day? Because sometimes I feel like I got to keep repeating myself. And so I heard some, I'm looking for a mouse. I found it. All right. So I need to title this and be direct when I say it so that I don't, so no one misinterprets or misunderstands what I'm saying. So when you see this in the podcast and on 1017thetruth.com, it'll just say, Dear Democratic Party. That way I won't, you know, misinterpret or say something at the end and make you think it's something that it's not. Dear Democratic Party. CNN.com had a poll. Democratic Party's favorability drops to a record low. It's by Ariel Edwards Levy. The Democratic Party's favorability rating amongst Americans stands at a record low, according to a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS, fueled in part by dimming views from its own frustrated supporters, with many in the party saying publicly that their leaders should do more to stand up to President Donald Trump. Democrats and Democratic-aligned independents say 57% to 42% that Democrats should mainly work to stop the Republican agenda rather than working with the GOP majority to get some Democratic ideas into legislation. Now, that makes absolutely no sense. The reason it makes no sense is because you're still not giving us anything we need. You would rather go without and fail and then possibly lose midterms and then lose again in 4 years than to get what you need now. But there's no leadership. The survey was taken between March 6th through 9th, days before the 10 Democratic senators, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, voted with Republicans in the chamber to advance a GOP-authored bill, spending bill, to avert a government shutdown, much to the chagrin of many other Democratic lawmakers and progressive critics. The majority's desire to fight the GOP marks a significant change in the party's posture from the start of Trump's first term. A September 2017 poll found that 74% majority of Democrats and Democrat leaners say their party should work with Republicans in an attempt to advance their own priorities, and just 23% advocating more of a combative approach. But the problem is, either way, you didn't get what you wanted. You keep saying you want to stop the GOP agenda, right? But you're not offering anything that tells me once you win, you're not going to go back to doing the crap that you did before, which was nothing. You just want to collect your paycheck, tell us to wait. And with all due respect, Democratic Party, in terms of black people, they've done more damage to us because we've been waiting on them to do something and they've never done it, even in the city of Milwaukee. So we're still waiting. You could talk about this favorability if you want, but amongst the American public overall, the Democratic Party's favorability rating stands at 29%, a record low in CNN's polling dating back to 1992 and a drop of 20 points since January 2021 when Trump exited his first term. The Republican Party's at 36. There are high levels of dissatisfaction within the Democratic Party. And so what are you going to do? Everybody keeps saying fight against Trump. Like, did you understand that what you're actually doing is the reason why you lost the presidency? Now you want to keep doing the same thing. You didn't win then. You're not going to win now, but yet we're going to keep doing the same thing. That's insanity. It's insanity. Meanwhile, your local Democratic Party leadership, your local Democratic Party leaders do absolutely nothing. Just look at Milwaukee. Streets are trash. The trash in the street is trash. The roads are crappy. Holes, sunken, patched instead of fixed. Street lights, starting to get warm again. We can't even get garbage picked up on time. It makes no sense. None. And what do we complain about? Nothing. I heard Tory Lowe talking to Ben and Kerry earlier about how they went to some store and they got sick, and they were talking about botulism and, you know, food poisoning and all that stuff. I get it. The comedian that, you know, threw up and got sick because had food poisoning. And they talked about they had food poisoning, right? But then they said they didn't want to complain because it was a black store. I'm like, I don't understand what that means. Like, wouldn't you go back and say, hey, I ate some bad food. Y'all need to do something about this. Like, you actually don't complain. Like, you don't want to make them better. So you didn't say anything, or you didn't say anything publicly because it was black. Like, I don't. How do you help if you don't say, this is what I want, this is what you need to do? So now two polls have come out. One of them CNN, where the Democratic Party approval rating is at 29 and 27%. Locally, I can't understand why it would be higher locally because they haven't done anything. Streets are still bad. I drove down some streets on the north side of Milwaukee where I literally had to slow down to 5 to 10 miles an hour because the streets were that bumpy and that bad. And the street, when I looked at it, was sunken. And it looked like if a heavy truck rolled down the street, it would fall in. Nobody's complaining about it. The aldermen and women aren't doing anything about it. The mayor's not doing anything about it. The common council president's not doing anything. But yet when you talk to them, the first thing they complain about is many of the things. Donald Trump. Really? Makes no sense. And I'm being pejorative when I say they complain about Donald Trump. But I'm just saying. Like, all of your problems in Milwaukee have to do with the Democratic Party and Donald Trump. Like, what? I'm sorry. The Republican Party and Donald Trump. The bottom line is this. The Democratic Party isn't doing anything, and they need to wake up. They need to wake up and talk about what it is that they're doing. MSNBC has an article, opinion article. Democrats are in disarray. That's a good thing. How stupid are you? How stupid are you? You're supposed to be a news station and be in the middle. At least Fox News tells you, hey, we're on the right. MSNBC puts themselves off as being a reputable news, and they're so far to the left that they scare Democrats. When it comes time to talk about how bad something is, instead of being honest, they talk about, oh, well, that's a good thing. It's never good. It's never good. You can oppose Trump till you blue in the face. He won. He's got nothing to share, nothing to tell you, and you're not going to beat him because he already won. What are you fighting against? What exactly are you fighting against? So I got three free suggestions for the Democratic Party to help galvanize and rebuild the Democratic Party. This means that the national party has to come locally and operate through local party structures, since most cities are run by Democrats like Milwaukee. And it's like they're proud Democrats, even though your city's falling apart, and you keep writing these idiotic press releases about speeding. Then do something about it. Task the police to do something about it. Now, if you handle reckless driving the same way that you handled MPS, we know why there's reckless driving and people dying in Milwaukee. Because you're terrible at that, too. So I got three suggestions for all the Democrats in the city of Milwaukee, in the state, in the county, and in the country. Number one, create educational opportunities in all ways. Now, stop crying about, oh, they're going to get rid of the education part. It's not going away. They'll figure out a way to merge it with Department of Commerce or some other way, but they got to keep all the titles, their laws. They're not going anywhere. That's one. We need an educational opportunity for anybody where they want to send their kid. I got a story that's going to be coming up later. Harvard is giving away free tuition to anybody who could get in the school and their parents make under $200,000. Full tuition ride. Creating educational opportunities for everybody. 4K, 5K, elementary, middle, high school, and college. That has to be number one so we can shore up this education nonsense in cities like Milwaukee. And so we have a superintendent instead of having her behind over on Valiche Street working and purging and cleaning and clearing and correcting. She's walking through schools eating lunch with students But that's what she said she was going to do. That's why they hired her, to eat lunch. Number two, facilitate the move to manufacturing back to major cities like Milwaukee. Like teaching, manufacturing can be a major source of middle class success. But we don't do that. We know that the Trump administration is trying to push manufacturing back here. Is anybody retooling or looking at what's happening or planning on building out those courses by sending kids to school? Nope. Nothing. And then when it comes back, we won't be the foreman or women. We won't be the person in charge. We won't own the company. We will always be working for somebody else. Because we have the ability to not look forward, to see beyond the skis, to see around the corner, past the headlights. What's coming up? If they're bringing manufacturing back, those are jobs that we can have, companies we can build, and money we can make to keep in the community. And number three, create training opportunities tied to infrastructure revitalization. What does that mean? The trades: cement, construction, carpenter, electrician, siding, roofs, anything you need to make a house, drywall, anything you need to make a house, make a building, build a road, they're going to need it. No, I'm not talking about the person that's usually black or Hispanic that's standing there holding a street sign for stop and go, or a woman. I'm talking about good paying, $100,000 plus union jobs in the trades. If you do those three things, I guarantee you, in 3 years, just move towards it and actually do it. Don't just do it and then somehow white people always end up being in charge of everything, always end up being the boss. You can't find nobody black that's qualified? And then when they are, you don't make them feel welcome because you think they have to change their culture, their way, their hair, their life, their space, and make it look like you in order for you to be happy. But then again, all you got to do is look around Milwaukee. Educational opportunities, not there. Manufacturing, when it moves back, not there. Infrastructure revitalization, not there. Which only proves, time and time again, stupid is as stupid does.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. How's your Tuesday afternoon going? Mine is going pretty good. Ann said, what's happening at Bradley Tech these days besides fighting breaking out? I don't know. I have no idea. But these are the same people that don't want... cops in the schools. Same folks. We don't want cops in the school. We don't want them in. It's terrible. It's terrible. Okay. All right, so here's the deal. What's going to happen? JS Online James Causey has an opinion piece. This piece expresses the views of its authors separate from those of this publication. Young people under 18 will experience two traumatic events in their lives. Therefore, providing them with the tools to cope and handle conflict resolution is the key. He said, Milwaukee students consistently ask for mental health help. We're not listening. And so basically what he's saying is that key points. School resource officers return to MPS after a 14-month delay. The return of SROs comes amid concerns that students' needs for mental health support and resources not adequately addressed. How does bringing the police in have anything to do with mental health? Why is everything and every time we look at an issue, it's either or? Like there are not other instances and other ways. We actually have a health department that can help with that, but nobody uses it. Nobody figures out, right? Because it's only, well, you could don't pay for police, pay for this. Like you could not go with food for a year if the alternative was to feed you and bring in the police. Because you don't like the police. Makes no sense to me. Mental health professionals argue that students, particularly those experiencing trauma, can you define what trauma is? And can you define the level of trauma that then causes one to have a mental health crisis? Because we've all had trauma. I am pretty sure I've had significantly more trauma than many people. Actually listening. So let's talk about that. And when is it the school's job to help a kid with trauma? Part of the problem is we expect schools to be so much that teachers can't teach. Oh no, I need you to be the social worker, the teacher, the person that feeds them, the person that clothes them, that's not their job. Hire other entities to do that. Mental health professionals argue that students, particularly those from those experiencing trauma, would benefit more from counselors and support systems than from increased police presence. Stupid. And then the same people will complain if something happens at the schools that the police didn't get there fast enough. Stupid. And then, of course, finally, there are concerns that without proper training and understanding of trauma-informed approaches, the presence of SROs, school resource officers, could exacerbate existing issues and create a more hostile environment for some students. So we're going to talk about something that hasn't happened yet, but it might. So we need to spend millions of dollars to eradicate or mitigate something that might not happen. So where's the right? When you have mental health professionals advocating to bring mental health professionals into a school to get paid, that is called a conflict of interest. You need third parties to come in. But the fact that it's just the police presence. And I hate to say it like this, not as a child, but as an adult, if you fall apart when you see the police, I don't know about that. I'm not going to even call that out. That's your personal thing, and if that's how you're traumatized, I get it. I understand. We know that the student said that they need mental health wellness counselors of color. Trusted adults they can talk about problems in and out of school. School is not the place for them to talk about the problems. School is where they learn. If you want to create that, let's create it in the neighborhood where it belongs. Let's create those things within walking distance of your house. Let's go to the community centers, the Boys and Girls Clubs, the schools after school and do that. And many of the problems that we talk about officers dealing with, they're not going to deal with in-school problems. The majority of those issues are going to be turned over to the board of education, and they're going to deal with it. They're going to handle it. The question is, what is your new school superintendent going to do? So then who did he talk to? He talks to Leah Knox, licensed professional counselor with more than 20 years experience. Right. It's kind of self-serving. I mean, I get it, and I'm not knocking her, but I get it. As a 1987 John Marshall High School graduate, when cops came to the school, it was a big deal. Most of the serious school discipline issues were handled by strong and respected teachers. If needed, the principal would step in, and nobody wanted that to happen. But the problem is you're raising children that don't respect anybody. You're raising children that do not respect teachers, assistant principals, and principals. And for you to have the audacity to say, Milwaukee Public Schools, 3,141 times last year they responded to schools. Every time a squad is called to a school, that's taking them away from something going on in another part of the city. You have the audacity to write that when you know if they were in the city doing something, you'd be complaining about the fact that they were over there, quote unquote, harassing somebody in another part of the city. So you don't want them in a part of the city. You don't want them in a neighborhood. You don't want them within city limits. You don't want them in schools. You don't want them in hospitals. Get rid of them, and we'll see how long Milwaukee lasts. I'll give you 5 days. Tops. You can't have it both ways. Yet police cannot be a school's personal security guards, and adding 25 alone may not reduce the high call rate much. You don't know that. You don't know that. More importantly, unless we address the many traumas children face, this problem will not be solved. Well, how many children face trauma? These general numbers and generalities, and so we got to help everybody when everybody doesn't need it, you need to stop. And when we talk about averages, that's exactly what that is. What's that? You know, every 2 seconds, somebody dies in a car crash. Every 2 seconds. Meanwhile, nobody here, I'm using this as an example, in quotes, has a person in their, 6 degrees of separation that died in a car crash. That's all I'm saying. So don't use numbers to only make your point and then forget about the other side of that point, too. If not handled right, officers could make things worse. How? Tell me how. How could they make them worse? And so your problem is with MPS, not the Milwaukee Police Department. They passed a 252, like you said in your article, and it's a great article, by the way. After passing a $252 million referendum last year, MPS cut mental health professionals in its most disadvantaged neighborhoods. I don't know what that is. What is a disadvantaged neighborhood? Is that like a black neighborhood? Is that a white neighborhood? Or is that just poor? Fighting, disrupting class, shutting down, not contributing are all events requiring intervention. By whom is the question? Watch this. Both. We got to get over this thing of if you don't like the police, don't like them. Show that you don't like them. Move. Just move. But if you're going to be here, at least work with the system. Work with people. And it's just unfortunate that we keep presenting things in a way that doesn't really fix anything, and the only thing you're only doing is getting rid of cops. And that's unfortunate, because the problem is you leave the people that are vulnerable, the elderly, you leave them vulnerable to the young people who are doing wrong and who are committing crimes. But it's a good article nonetheless. I'm only saying that because I know James, and I get the point of view he's writing from. But at some point, do with the police what you want MPS to do. Either accept them or reject them. That means you got to lose the 9 and the 1 and the 0 on your phone.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah. So, anyway. 833-212-1017 is the number. Earl Campbell said, you spitting nothing but facts. I think that was for the Democratic Party. Curly Q said, you should invite James on your show to discuss. Why? I just talked about it. If you want to come on, holla at a brother. I'm just saying. I'm sure y'all run back and tell him, did you hear what Dr. King said about your article? Oh, my God. Bleep, 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 bleep. Right? I'm just saying. We will complain about anything that has to do with the police. Anything. They can do it right. They'll find one little, look at how he parked his car. She looked at me. See how she looked at me? I'm filing a complaint. Guess what? If you didn't act a fool, we wouldn't need the police in the first place. Anybody ever think about that? Nope. And we don't know how to avoid issues, right? Our ego kicks in. How we feel kicks in. You're disrespected. Okay, that right there, the fact that you actually said somebody else disrespected you, that you would let somebody question you, your character, your well-being, that you would actually let somebody do that, right? Makes no sense to me. Like, it makes no sense. Walk away. Then I'll look bad and I'll feel, it'll go away. Trust me, 24 hours, boom, it'll be gone. It'll be gone. But we don't do that. And we get ourselves into so many, like they used to say, trick bags, so many issues, because we think, well, you disrespected me, so now we got to fight? Like, what is that? Walk away. Just simply turn around and walk away. But we don't do that. And then we get in trouble, and then the fight breaks out, and then all heck breaks loose, and then we wonder, what? Why is there a problem? Well, it's a problem because you didn't keep your own ego in check. You didn't keep your own ego where it should be. Yeah, but they said something to me, so I had to say something back. Really? Well, then there's mean mugging me. Oh, okay. Do we people even mean mug anymore? No. They were looking at me. Kind of creepy. Oh, okay, yeah. Right. I don't get it. Ego and your feelings can make you do some really dumb, stupid stuff. All the dumb, stupid stuff I've done in life was because of ego and feelings. So when you keep both of those in check, okay. Did you hear what so-and-so said about you? They said you was blah, blah. And I thought about it and I went, okay. And so I was in an instance, and yeah, I see I got a call. I was in an instance where I was in a group full of people, and one or two of those people, well, one person kind of knew me. The other person knew me well because I worked with them. And they made a statement, you know, he's a blankety blank. And at first I was like, really? Like, you actually said that publicly in front of people that work with you, but I don't know them and they don't know me. And the only impression you just left them with is I'm a blankety blank. I'm not going to tell you what they said. It wasn't a bad word, but it was just the fact that they said it. And I thought to myself and I said, wow, okay. And at first I felt some kind of way for like 5 seconds. And then I went, oh, that's what that is. And I looked at the person. I said, yeah, people usually feel that way when they're wrong and I don't give them what they want. And their entire demeanor just like, what? I'm like, wait a minute. I said, so I guess it was okay for you to say publicly, I'm a blankety blank, and everybody laughs. But when I check you, all of a sudden there's a problem. I said, that's why I am. Because people do that. When you feel like somebody else can overshadow you or be bigger than you, or you perceive them to be, your way of getting around it is to trash them. And so I said, well, thank you. I know where I stand now. And they were like, but you, I said, no, I'm good. But I know where I stand. And now you have to carry that around, not me, because I ain't really. That's your problem, not mine. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
I am fine. How are you doing?
Good. Can't complain. What's up?
Yes, you are. You complaining about people with the police?
No. I was complaining about an article. I'm not complaining about people. I'm complaining about
the article. I heard you call it an article. Yeah.
Hey, if you write an opinion piece, somebody else can have an opinion about it.
That's right.
People trash me online every day. They trash me on a talking text every day. Somebody said yesterday, hey, you waited till 4 o'clock to tell your wife happy birthday? Like, how stupid was that? Of course I didn't.
Ugh.
But it was just a dumb statement. But then the person who it was, they make dumb statements. So I just let it, like, whatever, dude. Like, why? And then I thought, like, why is it what you think even important to me? It's not.
Yep. Mind its own business, right? Yeah, mind your own business. Yeah. But no, I was just listening to your conversation there and what you're saying about police not people not wanting the police in the schools and this and that. Mm-hmm. And about the neighborhoods and stuff. But anyway, just go back a ways, you know, all this stuff with this city, because I can remember the city being pretty good.
When I moved here, it was pretty good.
Yeah. So something happened in between there and now.
When people, you want me to tell you what happened? You really want me to tell you what happened?
Well, politics.
No.
Politics.
No.
The Democratic Party.
No.
Yeah, it was politics. Yeah.
No. Listen.
Yes, it was.
This is my point of view. I said, I'm going to say how I feel.
Go ahead.
That's how you feel.
Go ahead. Yeah, I'm waiting.
When people started suing and saying, And it was rightfully so. Tax squad, tactical enforcement, kept jumping out of cars and jacking up people when it was three or more people because they had a city ordinance that said three or more people together, blah, 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 right? And so they had to change it because they was jacking only black people. They wasn't jacking white people.
Mm-hmm.
They wasn't jacking Hispanic people on the side. Well, they probably was. they went on the far south side jacking white people. They was jacking black and Hispanic and Asian people. So somebody sued and busted that up. Then they started going after the gangs. Gangs used to not be in Milwaukee.
Right.
They would write them tickets. It cost the gang too much from other cities to move into Milwaukee. So they was like, nah, we ain't doing this. Y'all too expensive. So they quit. Then they put the kibosh on that too. Oh, we can't write these tickets. These are young boys and they're this. And so then once they stopped, they got a foothold. And now they've had a foothold for 30, 40 years. And so we were our own worst enemy. Like, you can't do anything to black people. You can't arrest an actual criminal. They'll say there's always a mitigating reason why they did it or why they couldn't. But part of the issue is that when you don't see people being held responsible, you think you could do anything you want. And so that's exactly what we have. People think they can do anything they want.
But still a law out there for the people that do wrong.
I think I'm like super behind, aren't I? I'm not?
No. Are you?
Okay.
You behind?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was just thinking because it seems like every opinion people have, especially on the radio to me, is always something to signify that black people are the worst enemies of the United States.
Yeah, but we keep referring to other people. Of course it's not, but we keep referring to other people. There's always a mitigating problem.
But they always get the best of everything.
No, they don't.
They probably
some black people got the best.
A lot better than everything else.
Sandra, what are you doing? Well, You've lived long enough to know that there are black people that have made it and are rich and are wealthy and are middle class and are doing great.
I understand that.
So what are you talking about?
I understand that. But something happened to the city at a point that we always talk about our problems. I don't even think we need to talk about it. We need to get into private and talk about it, how we can fix it.
Be responsible for your family.
Change your mindset. No, we ain't doing it. You're doing it. You be responsible for your family. That's how they got all the seats.
Republicans ain't got nothing to do with it. They got into offices.
I'm talking about, you said the Democrats routed out the city. So a lot of Democrats are not real Democrats. A lot of them are supposed to be moderate, but a lot of them jumped in the Democratic Party to get into the Republican Party.
All right.
Yes, thank you much.
All right. Thanks,
Sandra. Bye.
Bye. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? In Milwaukee? Milwaukee has had one Republican mayor since its entire inception as a city in like 1887? Something like that? Are you kidding me? Y'all need to quit. 833-212-1017 is the number. I see Al, I see Talking Text Line, and I see you.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Wrong line. Al, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. How are you?
Well, first thing I want to say is happy to you and your staff and the listeners.
Thank you.
What I want to say is that we, the people, are going to have to make the change. We're going to have to stop looking for white people to help us. And remember, some of the Democrats are only there for a check. So maybe it'd be a good step to start dialing 286-3441 and press 0 to expose some of these properties and some of these issues that's going on in our community, as well as Colin Cavalier Johnson and the governor, because it starts with us. And then we can get some change going, because if we don't make no noise and we don't raise no hell, they're going to feel we are accustomed to it, just like some of these politicians who own these houses in our neighborhoods, and they're letting them rot.
Yep.
So expose them, too. But it's we, the people, who got to make the change. And I'm going to start calling tomorrow. And I just want to let people know with these pit bulls, your dogs don't supposed to be outside if it's under 32 degrees. And if you can't keep them on a leash, don't have them at all. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
I don't know what I can say after that. Talking text line. The caller said 101.7% good dog. You're correct about the need for police to deal with people who act a fool. The first people who acted a fool were slave owners. Like, why do we keep doing that? Like, why you keep stuff? Like, that is over, dude. There is absolutely nothing you can do about slavery. There's nothing you can do. You can remember it and you can make sure it never happens again. But I don't think, it's just me, that it has trickled down that far. Sometime we just gotta, he said, at Tory Lowe often says, it's time to rethink and reshape, not defund police in America. The institution is fruit of a tainted tree. It's not. Because if that's true about police, then it's true about people who were slaves. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense. And if people complained to government the way they complain to radio, this city would probably be different. No, I can't say probably. It would be different. But we don't. We don't. Get a ticket, get mad. Get arrested, get mad. Step up. Do the right thing. I know it's hard, but it's better.